Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nashon, and Nashon the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David the king. David was the father of Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, and Amon the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abihud, Abihud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud. Eliud was the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations.
Matthew mentions only 5 women in Jesus' genealogy. Each one has a remarkable story, as we'll see over the course of these next 5 devotions through Sunday, May 12th. As we read in the 38th chapter of Genesis, Tamar was the mother of Judah's sons, Perez and Zerah. But Judah wasn't Tamar's husband. His son Ur was. Ur, however, was evil in the sight of the Lord, so his life was taken from him. Tamar then married Ur's brother Onan, who also displeased God and died. Though Hebrew custom, and later the law, protected a widow by requiring a relative of the deceased to marry her, Judah denied Tamar because he was afraid to lose another son. So she took matters into her own hands. Justice for widows is important in God's eyes. In fact, the writer of Psalm 68 calls him a father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows. And God's ultimate judgment of Tamar resulted in bringing her the favor of giving birth to Perez and Zerah, the twins Judah fathered and direct line ancestors of Christ. Psalm 68 also says God makes a home for the lonely. Those of us who are believers should participate in caring for people who are grieving or vulnerable. This is confirmed in James' epistle when he calls the care of widows pure religion. So let's make our churches and homes welcoming places for those who need help.